Northeast Minneapolis has been gaining a national reputation as of late. Two features in the New York Times this year have focused on the area, with a profile on the Holy Land Deli and an earlier story on the rising arts community there. Traditionally known for its historic churches, factories, and Eastern European culture, the scope has expanded to include Ecuadorian restaurants, Indian grocery stores, as well as mosques and temples. The annual Artaworld Festival demonstrates the neighborhood's resilience in transforming old factories and warehouses into art studios, and this trend is also spreading with places of worship. Churches and older buildings have been transformed into mosques and Hindu temples with their own architectural flavor. One such building is the Sri Sai Baba Temple on Polk Street, just a few blocks from the main strip of shops and businesses on Central Avenue. It's a Thursday evening at the temple, and people of all ages fill the room, bringing fruit and flowers to show their devotion to Shirdi Sai Baba, a guru who lived a century ago in India. The temple priest leads people in Sanskrit hymns as he waves incense around the room. At the front of the room sits an adorned statue of the late Shirdi Sai Baba. As temple volunteer Satya Chellery explains, Sai Baba's message was one of tolerance and openness to all beliefs.
The one special thing about, you know, Sri Sai Baba is that he treated everybody as equal. Like, you know, whether you followed one sect, one religion or a different one, or whether you had, you know, more riches or less, irrespective of, you know, what your gender was, your caste was, your relative, you know, social status was, he treated everybody equally.
During his life in the late 1800s and early 1900s, Sai Baba led by example rather than preaching. He is a saint revered by people of many faiths, not just Hinduism, but Islam and Christianity as well.
One specialty about Sai Baba is he never, like, you know, gave any lectures. He never said, like, this is the only way you should do. If you are my devotee, or if you are following me, or if you are calling me as your, you know, guru, then this is what you should observe. There are no such guidelines or no such instructions per se. People whoever came to him were allowed to practice whatever that they were practicing. So if somebody was a Muslim and he wanted to do his namaz in front of him, he welcomed the same. And if somebody was a Christian and wanted to say his prayers, was welcome. And somebody was a Hindu and wanted to do the traditional, like, you know, the light worship, even that was a welcome from him. What was very, you know, keen in Sri Sai Baba's message is that one, that despite all what we observe, we are human beings. So our life should be such that where we share what we have with others so that we all can, you know, live together in a loving and friendly manner.
Just a few years ago, before devotees of Sai Baba moved into the temple, they would meet at different homes for spiritual gatherings. As Chellery explains, the building was previously used as a Hindu mandir, or temple. They allowed the Sai Baba devotees to use the building for a gathering in 2002, eventually leading to their moving in permanently when the Hindu mandir moved to its current location in Maple Grove.
Every weekend was at one house or the other, so we all, you know, gathered there and spent a couple of hours reading the life story of Sri Sai Baba and then sharing our experiences, singing a few, you know, hymns. This very building, we had the first Guru Purnima celebration. Then when that, you know, first occasion happened and we had this monument, we were looking for, you know, a venue, and we had this, you know, this church, like, you know, the Hindu mandir at the time, had, you know, that day available for us to come and host our event here. And that is how, yeah, right in the very same building, you know, without knowing that, like, you know, 5 years down the line, we'll be owning this place and hosting him here. The beauty of, you know, this place is that we don't have any, you know, strict guidelines on what you should observe when you come here. Just come and be a part of us, and we want to share what we have with all of the, you know, community that we have around here.
Chellery points out that being a part of that community means reaching out to those in need through providing coats to school children, as well as partnerships with Second Harvest and the Salvation Army. To learn more about Sai Baba Temple, go to www.hamaresai.org. This is Dan Greenwood for KFAI.
Funding for 10,000 Fresh Voices comes from listeners like you and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.